I'm joined now on the phone by Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics from his office in Fort Smith. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And I'm just glad to be talking to you. You know that Kyle, he just wears me out. He wants to talk about the Royals or the weather. I don't know how you guys stand to be around him all week. It's just, and don't tell him I said this, by the way, when he comes back.
Oh, of course not. Our secret.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Yes, Kyle is on vacation, and, you know, with Memorial Day coming up, I think a lot of people are looking forward to summer vacation, and you guys have been keeping track of tourism in Arkansas. It's one of the bigger parts of the economy that I think sometimes we don't think about.
Right. That's exactly why we began the tourism ticker a couple of years ago, to keep track of it. You know, it's the second, in terms of revenue generating, it's the second largest industry in Arkansas behind agriculture. And no one was really keeping track of it. So we are, and for the first 2 months, for January and February of this year, the numbers are down a little bit. And what we look at are hospitality tax collections in 17 of the larger Arkansas cities. We look at tourism sector employment and collections of Arkansas's 2% statewide tourism tax. And the tax revenue in those 17 cities was up just a little over 1%. The 2% statewide tourism tax was down a little over 3%. And the tourism jobs were down 0.77%, so not quite 1% decrease. Now, that may sound like it's going in the wrong direction, but what's going on here is that the 2015 and 2016 numbers, especially last year, were so robust, so strong, that these numbers in 2017 are still good. It's just that it's tough comparing. There's tough comparables against 2016 numbers. But it, by all accounts, though, the industry is still going strong. The folks in the industry that we talk to say that they're gearing up and expect a strong summer. So we'll see. 2 months doesn't really necessarily set a trend, so we'll see how the rest of the year goes.
Right. I'm sure those numbers will bounce up during the summer. And, you know, having high numbers last year to compare to, that's kind of a nice problem to have.
Yeah, exactly. Good problem to have. That's a good way to put it.
Speaking of more numbers that have been released, yesterday Walmart released their first quarter numbers.
Yes, they did, and they were good. Now, their quarterly income was down 1.3%, but this is still not, it's not a, I wouldn't call it a disappointment. People, I think, still understand that Walmart is investing, continues to invest in their e-commerce side. They're continuing what they call, continuing to call what they make price investments, which really is they're just lowering their prices, knowing that it's going to squeeze their margin, but they're in a highly competitive market, especially on the grocery side. Their $1 net income per share did beat the consensus estimate of 96 cents per share. So the market was happy with that. Stocks trading at or above their 52-week high. So Walmart is, you know, it wasn't too long ago that, you know, Walmart was kind of the redheaded stepchild, so to speak, of the retail world. But now they've kind of come back and they're the darling. You know, we're seeing a lot of these department stores really either, you know, shutting stores or closing down entirely. And it looks like Walmart and Amazon, in terms of the big retailers, are going to, they may be left to fight it out at some point. But good numbers for Walmart, good same-store sales. I think their same-store sales growth, yeah, it was up 1.4%, 1.5% jump in same-store traffic. So, look, they've got their shareholders meeting coming up here in the next few weeks. It's an excellent quarterly report for them to take into that shareholders meeting. I'm sure that Doug McMillon, the CEO, and Biggs, the CFO, will be spinning these numbers up as good as they can in front of all those associates come shareholders meeting.
And that event's very much like a celebration, kind of like a pep rally. So it's probably good for them to have something good to start with.
Yep. And here's a little teaser. We will have in our next publication, we will have the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. We'll have a story on some of the history of the entertainment at the shareholders meeting. I think people will find it an interesting read.
Oh, absolutely. And when does that come out?
That comes out not this Monday, but the following Monday. Don't ask me what that date is.
the 29th, Memorial Day.
There you go. There you go.
Got it. Finally, I want to ask you about your Fast 15 class for this year.
Yes, our Fast 15, it's a group of men and women under the age of 30. And, you know, these people are all smart, successful, good looking. You know, it's really hard to like them. You know what I mean? But no, seriously, it's a group of people from Northwest Arkansas in the Fort Smith area. Last Tuesday or Tuesday of this week, we held an event at the Janelle Hembree Alumni House at the University of Arkansas honoring them. And I encourage everyone to go to our website and look at them. It's a good group of folks. And we had John James, who I think most people know, serial entrepreneur, CEO and founder of Hayseed Ventures there in Fayetteville. And he spoke to them, and it was an interesting speech. He encouraged them to be unreasonable. And he pulled that from a quote from George Bernard Shaw, who said that the reasonable man adapts himself to the world, the unreasonable man doesn't, and therefore progress is depends on the unreasonable man. Now I'm paraphrasing that quote, but he encouraged them to be unreasonable, but to do it in a way in which they're really not pursuing money and success, although that's, you know, a goal, but to also look for significance where they can make a difference. It was a very interesting and encouraging speech, and I would hope we've got a story up on his comments. So good group of folks. They're start to say they're going to set the world on fire, but they pretty much already are. So it's going to be interesting to watch these. And this is our ninth group, our ninth year for this program. For all of those who think maybe that there's no hope for the future, here you go. There's a lot of hope in this group of folks.
Well, I think that sounds like good advice. Do you have any plans to be unreasonable this weekend?
Oh, I better not. And if I did, I would not be telling you.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for chatting with me today, and I hope you have a good weekend.
All right. You're welcome.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics.